I'm going to read some very slow and sad poems. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced an overdose. It's a bit like this. I would wake up. I would hate. I would fuck. I would rarely think about Bakunin. I would walk around the town. I would think about the careful differences between anarchism, epilepsy, addiction, psychosis, the dialectic, various syndromes, and panic. I would think about their rhythm. I would refuse to leave the house. I would say, it is raining. I like the rain. I won't tell you why. Instead, I will tell you how much I am fearful of food. I chew it 30 times. I spit it out on the ground. It makes me sick. I am losing weight. I don't care. When people tell me I am losing weight, I say, so what? The sun. The sun too is losing weight. It's the law of the cosmos. I actually do say that. After I say it, I start to scream. I think about the wind and the insects that live there and make a mental note of the number of my friends who are in analysis. I am not in analysis. I would rather be like the insects who live in the wind and do something remarkable with silk, but instead I am screaming. And this has fuck to do with the magnificent silk made by the laughter of insects. I remember meeting a hippie once who told me I was going to live a very long life. Shit in your mouth, I murmur to the memory of the hippie. I run out in the middle of Cottbus Tor. It's 3 a.m. and there is very little traffic. I go crazy again and start to recite poems. The ancient poems known to all of us. The ancient poems that would kill us if they wanted each single syllable. I fall asleep in the bar. I don't go home. I think a little about the moon, its relation to Marxism, to the riots of 5 years ago and the predicament we find ourselves in now. It's a full moon. It hides very little. Please don't leave me. When you were born, which you were told on several occasions was 1969, there were a group of Americans tramping about on the moon, whatever. We are far from the moon. The furniture changes places every night. There is blood in your nose. You don't know who your family are. That's okay. Each morning they break your arms. They tell you it's fatal. They tell you it will help you to breathe better. Alphabets come from your mouth and they tell you they are fake. Fake the words that come from your throat and fake the unpredictable furies. Fake your burnt skin. Fake your blue eyes. Last night you said to yourself, I am so sick of being unable to sleep, I will take 37 of these pills. They are like milk in my mouth, like spittle and spectres and all those other things. You don't know what those things are. You drink. You shoot up. The men stomping around on the moon didn't drink or shoot up. You're sure of it. You lie down in some kind of stupor and sing a bit of Beethoven. The men in the moon didn't think about Beethoven. They said to each other, do you love me? Wankers. There are stains on all your clothes. You don't know what those stains are. You lie in bed and wonder about the men on the moon and if they are still there. Dying, you decide, takes much time, much dedication. And when you've written a poem like that, and you find you're still alive, which was fucking annoying. I shot up 5 bags of smack, man. You feel the need to write your will. So I did. The violent disc in the centre of the sky and the coins in my pocket both radiate the same infernal energy. I know this because I've been awake for 5 days. I know I've been awake for 5 days because when I went out on my balcony this morning, all the buildings in the city collapsed. This seemed to me to be something of a cause for concern, so I sat down to write my will. Here goes. My coffee cups and typewriter I leave to, I don't know, whoever can scream the loudest. My collection of empty beer bottles I leave to my landlord. My library I leave to the homeless of Cotbutator, my credit card likeness. My sexual uncertainty I keep to myself. My love I leave to the suicided. My smack habit I leave to cops, let them wither, mutate and die. My hatred I keep close to my heart. My heart I leave to the centre of the earth. My grief, which is the size of the tiny racist island on which I was born. I compress it, I transmute it into something like the wild and collectively inhuman joy of the swifts that circle the city with a frenzy wilder than... Oh, whatever. The heart is such a lame metaphor. And so pathetic, the idea of burying it in the earth when I could just as easily fire it into the centre of the red spot of Jupiter, for example. My sensory system, for example. My five senses I leave to the invisible moons of Pluto, like a cluster of burst and eclipsed stars, like the city swifts flickering in and out of calendrical time, where coffee cups and typewriters and habits and all the rest become a violent disc of knots and tumours trapped somewhere far outside of the known world, because obviously... After 5 days without sleep, your heart gets into some fairly interesting, unknowable rhythms, and your connections with the earth and its five senses become increasingly tenuous, and I think at this point of Will Alexander's essay, A Note on the Goat's Dimension. I don't know if you've read it, have you? Well, he writes in it somewhere about the missing 5 days of the Mayan calendar, which apparently is a time when monsters and poisons will appear. And I don't know much about the Mayan calendar, but after 5 days without sleep, I know a fuck of a lot about ghosts and monsters and poisons, and a lot about how the missing 5 days could be taken to mean the fate of the five senses themselves, and how those missing five senses have been kidnapped and held for no ransom on some irrelevant island deep within the centre of some capitalist astrological system. My tiny racist island I leave to the monsters and poisons. The ghost dimension I leave to my dearest friends. My knots and tumours I leave to those who would form a new government, that they might learn just how tiny, how rabid, and how lost a hijacked sensory system can become. Ah, fuck it. I leave the look of my face to my enemies. I leave the red spot of Jupiter to the unemployed. I'm sure they know what to do with it. Screw my heart. Resist death by water, by fire and rope also. I am fearful of nothing. I love you all so fucking much. And one more, because, like, you know, I read for about 500 million hours earlier on, and, like, you know, it's like, Christ, how many times can you... Are you familiar with the Austrian expressionist poem Georg Trakl?
No.
Good. Well, this is a Georg Trakl psalm, as I imagine it, spoken by the ghost of Anita Berber. Are you familiar with Anita Berber?
No.
She was a very great expressionist poet and a stripper, and she was really great. She died at the age of 29 of TB. She used to walk around Berlin dressed in nothing but a fur coat and a little sort of like thing full of heroin, and she's dead now. Anyway, this is her reading Georg Trakl's psalm. It's a light gone out forever. It's a bar that's never opened, never closed. It's a vineyard, it's a black hole, it's a mouth full of spiders. It's an abandoned room sprayed with burning milk. The maniacs have died. It's an undiscovered island. It's the sun, as it is in nightmares. They are smashing the drums. They are talking about war. Here they are, wriggling their hips. Here they are, buying smack. Oh, the screaming ocean. Paradise is catastrophe. It's all porn, especially the fairy tale forest. Here they are, they have buried the refugees. Oh my, it's raining again. Nasty old gods are digging the ditches. They're all asleep in the boring city squares and bombs are falling. It is chemical rain, it is little girls, it is poverty and celebrity and crocodile tears. It is rooms filled with impossible chords, it's your tedious record collection. It is shadows, it is Airbnb, it is mythological mirrors. Here are the inmates, they have burnt the hospital down. Here is your favourite dealer, here are the latest plagues. An invisible person has appeared in everyone's simultaneous dream. Oh look, here I am. Fuck the police. It's the surveillance law. All ages are not contemporaneous. We are outside this century. We are very glamorous. We are waiting in the hall. Somewhere near Moritzplatz, the smackheads are getting sick. It's the stupidity of gardens. I love the tiny sparrows. The janitor's kids are not playing. They are digging up gold. It's the last song you will ever hear. It is horrible blind children waiting in the alley. Their shadows are climbing the walls. It is poisons and fascists and fairy tale roses. It's a tourist boat on the Landwehr Canal. It's the building where I live. It is Valium and Speed. Here are the dead refugees piled up inside the walls. It's our beautiful rooms. It's our wings stained with shit. It's the western border. It's what you want it to be. It's England controlled by maggots. Here I am, locked inside this city. It is peaceful like my childhood dreams. Here we are, choking our memories to death. What if this year never ends? Here are the experts being fed to the dogs. In America, a very boring lunatic opens his eyes. Don't wait up for me tonight. The sky will be black and white.